talking about Catholicism. How long will purification after death take now? Because most of us love a bit of sinning now. Oh, we love a good sin. No one wants to work anymore. Just want to sin. A few years ago in comedy, an MC would always ask the same thing. What job you got? What do you do for a living? Where do you live? And what do you do for a living? Who honestly gives a fuck what people have got anymore? What job they've got? Where they live? Certainly not comedians. You know, if you're a comedian now and you ask an audience where they live or what they do for a living, you'll be booted out of Equity for being hack. Now a comedian will only ask an audience what nasty shit they're into. Because everyone's into nasty shit. You might look like the sweetest apple pie opera singing motherfucker in the world, but scratch the surface just slightly and you quickly discover that everyone is into spreading dog food over their genitals, bending over and letting a dog fuck them. This is far more common than the one show will let you believe. The printed media will let you believe people like being fucked by dogs. Has a name, doesn't it? Zoophile. It's not a cue for the zoo. It means being fucked or wanting to fuck dogs, animals. And you know what the problem is, I think, with these weird kinks? Giving them a name. As soon as it has a name, you're more likely to do it, aren't you? You can't do something if it doesn't have a name. You know, an abyssophiliac is into fucking people with leg braces. Don't name it. A chelonophilia is into... has a thing for turtles. A hobophilia means you want to fuck homeless people. All I'll say is if you are going to fuck a homeless person, never ask them what job they have. Or where they live. Because it's hack. That's the thing. Name it, you're going to do it. See it, you're more likely to do it. When I was a kid, it was hard to see sinning anywhere. TV was completely sanitized. You couldn't see it. So you'd have to make it up. Stories. Now we have all the sins, every sin in the world, just at a click away on our phones. A swipe up on our phones. Every sin in the world, floating past our faces. Swipe up dog fucking. Swipe up being fucked by a dog. Swipe up blackout challenge. Hold your breath until you die. How do you explain that in a way to God? You did what? Yes, God, I suffocated myself to death doing the blackout challenge on TikTok because... why? I just wanted likes. I just wanted shares. It's not a sin, is it, God? That's a hard one, isn't it? Because it's not really doing anything good either, is it? And if you're not doing anything good, you may as well be in hell. Where am I then, God? Where are you? purgatory.